comic jam and graphic novel event. I know I've got some of you right now, at this very moment. If I was a listener right now, I would freak out a little. And to tell you the truth, I'm pretty excited about this interview because the idea of something that is artfully and creatively inspired inspires me. And also the idea of something that reflects a little bit of our, you know, social and cultural experience also excites me. So listen to this. Artist Talk, participatory comic-style poster produced by Artist and Comic Jam. Oh yeah, I swear to God. The Community Art Lab of the Forman Art Gallery at Bishop's University is pleased to invite the public to a special participatory event with artist Joanne Hoy, who's in studio with me right now. Hi, Joanne.
Hi there.
Now, as of the time that this airs, it will have already happened. So there are going to be these people out there who are like, why didn't I know about this? Well, man, get your ear to the ground, guys. There you have it. All right. Well, okay. Listen to this. So drawing revisionist histories and the transcultural present. The event is, it has to do with an artist talk and the creation of a collaborative comic style poster and a comic jam open to all. Now, Joanne Hoy, here's a little description of you and see if you want to add anything to this. Artist and good. PhD candidate in interdisciplinary studies in society and culture at Concordia University. And you'll be drawing from key Canadian examples to discuss how graphic narratives can create contemporary memoirs and revisionist histories of resistance and activism. All of this together.
Yeah, it's a real mouthful.
Yeah,
isn't it? It comes to me, anything I do.
So thanks for, now, yeah. How about your, now you describe what you do. There's like a sort of a synopsis, a kind of a technical and very brief synopsis of probably something that's been quite a journey. So tell me about how you got here today.
How I got here, let's see. I've always been interested in drawing, making art, right? But I've always, for a while, had an interest in our Canadian histories, particularly histories of immigrants or minorities, a lot of histories that aren't commonly taught in elementary school, things I really missed out on.
Yes.
I think we've all missed out on that.
Yes.
And it wasn't until later, I got to graduate school, that we really started to investigate these histories, and I realized there wasn't a real visual culture for it.
Right.
And some of the places where I did see it were comic artists and graphic novels. And so I found great case studies. And then from that, I was motivated to write my own. And so I just go around, look at archives, speak to people, find stories. I like to work with testimonials.
Yes.
And a particular interest in women's stories. And from there, those types of narratives, I can add imagery to it.
Yeah. So,
and then it's a great popular culture, the comic medium.
Absolutely.
It's inexpensive to print if you make your own kind of self-published material. Yeah.
And who would, now, what is your background pre-PhD? What did you study in school?
I did a BFA and then an MFA.
And what's your background exactly?
I specialize in printmaking. And so I was exposed to a lot of that kind of handmade book culture, handmade
yes.
image culture.
Wow. Yes. So it's about integrating something that's, integrating right. culture and yeah. and this living, it's like living histories, really.
Yes. Yeah.
Into this artwork. Tell me about your influences. What would you say are some of the people or artists or that sort of thing that have inspired you?
Well, my favorite is Art Spiegelman's. Everybody knows Art Spiegelman's
yes.
work, Mouse 1 and 2.
Yes, absolutely.
And then from there, 1960s comics with American comics with Robert Crumb, R. Crumb, mm-hmm. and all that kind of it's kind of socially aware. With a consciousness, kind of local politics type of artwork,
and it's artwork that really is extremely striking.
It speaks about everyday life issues, you
sure.
know, and kind of daily kind of politics, gender politics, women's politics,
now,
that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Art Spiegelman and Art Crumb,
Harvey Pekar.
Oh yeah,
kind of edgy.
Now, would you yeah. say that these are artists that all kind of take people just a little bit outside of their comfort zone? Would you say that that's like, you know,
yes.
I think along the line of that, mm-hmm. that like Mouse 1 and 2 for people who aren't familiar with it
right.
is there are these amazing graphic novels that depict the Holocaust.
That's right.
Yeah. From the point of view of mice.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah, yeah.
so But it's still a heavy topic in spite of the fact that there are these mice who are the characters of the graphic novels. And Crumb too was, wow, you know, he was pretty ready to be, you know, sort of culturally in your face as well, but in a good way, like in a way that makes people stop and really examine what's going on. So is that sort of where you want to take what you're doing?
Definitely.
Yeah.
There's a way where there's difficult stories to tell that there are mediums to tell it, cinema, painting, whatever. But I think the comic medium allows text and image to really play with each other.
Yes.
And in a way, lots of times you can tell lies through comics. You can like say one thing, but then with the image, say a totally different thing. So you kind of get this nice push and pull.
Yes.
That's always useful when you're working with histories of social injustice or, you know, our oppressions.
That's it. Like there's a way of reflecting, like there's something written in the text, but when you follow the images at the same time, you can be following two completely, it's almost like two different storylines. You're like, whoa, look at this exactly. is one thing that people are being told, but here's another truth that's happening at the same time. So have you now, how will you manage to put together a piece of art tonight, this event that will have already taken place actually by the time this interview is aired. What's gonna happen?
Well, that's after the artist talk, we're gonna do a poster. We're gonna set up a portrait studio. I have my accomplice here, Vincent LaFrance, who's a great photographer from Montreal. He's gonna photograph each participant, and from that the photographs, I'm going to make a comic poster. Each person gets their image drawn as a comic character, and all together I'm going to kind of present it in a grid format where you'll all be kind of represented. It's like a documentation of this event that gets printed in a large stack that will be, you know, distributed at the Forman Art Gallery later on, or be sent by mail to the participants or whoever wants one, like maybe back to the radio station.
Sure.
And,
That's
And with that text will be kind of the material I'm going to cover in the artist talk.
Now,
so, there's usually not a record of these sort of events or like kind of talks. I go to conferences about Asian Canadian history and there's no visual record of it, but there's plenty of published records. So it's my way as an artist to kind of do the same sort of publication, but on a visual way around.
Well, I think that the more senses that can be stimulated when telling a story, the better. Yes. So the fact that, you know, there are the words which respond to a certain part of your brain and you react to a certain way and you have your own kind of visuals and that sort of thing. But when you have visuals that go with it to tell the story in an even more specific way, you can get across a whole completely different point. Now, how do you find doing an event like this? Like there's a Facebook event that Yael Filipovic of the Forman Art Gallery and Community Art Lab put up.
Right.
Now there are about 27 people attending. There may be a few more than that. Who knows? How is that for you energy wise? What's that like for you?
Darn exciting.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it. I've never done anything like this before. Right.
Wow.
And I have similar workshops lined up later on to do. So it really is a lab for me.
That's so neat. It's an experiment.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I was just wondering, you know, like focusing on the energy of a person and or what you're seeing and experiencing and interacting with them and creating this image based on that person. I was just wondering what kind of energy it would require of you to do such a thing. So that's pretty cool stuff.
I hope it's a generous energy, and the results are going to take some time. So I'm going to bring these photos home, lay it out, and make a drawing, and then each participant will receive their own poster, and I hope that that's rewarding to them.
Would you say for yourself, if the works that you've completed in the past or worked on in the past would be among your favorites?
Among my favorites, I had this poster called The Potato Wars, Chinese-Canadian Resistance During the Exclusion Era.
Mm-hmm.
It was a piece where I used the conference as a site where I met another PhD girl in history.
Yes.
Who wrote, who delivered a paper on Chinese-Canadian farmers from 1937 to 1945 who were by Canadian laborists that were excluded from selling potatoes in the market. But mm-hmm. through certain loopholes, they were able to find a way to sell the potatoes anyway, and also kind of usurp the legal system at the time that was racially against them, like working yes. against them. And so what I did is I took her text and matched it with my imagery, which is like a series of 64 panels of me reading her paper. Yes. So it's a very slow frame by frame transition of me doing academic work. And I call it a comic, but it's really not a comic. It's really anti-comic. It's anti-superhero. There's like no major, you know, action going mm-hmm. on except turning pages and taking off my glasses. And altogether, it looks very nice. And all her, I mean, her paper is presented on the same poster.
Wow. Like
little tidbits at a time. And
really? What an interesting collaboration to have.
Yeah, I think so, too, because I'm a visual artist. And in the past, I go to exhibitions. But all of a sudden, I find myself going to different conference events, which is all idea and text-based. And for me to be able to kind of pull from that and create something visual out of it is rewarding, just so I don't lose that training that I've had in the past.
Oh, absolutely. It's about tying it in.
Yeah.
Keeping it alive too, like creating, giving it life.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been received well, both in the visual arts world and with academics, which I found really rewarding.
So what other things do you have planned for the next stretch of time and for your artwork?
In the last couple of years, I've been returning to Shanghai, China,
yes.
and working on a travel collage. And basically, in 2008, I went to a survey and just kind of ethnographically respond to the Beijing Olympics.
Yes.
Yeah. And this time, I'm just back, a few months back from Shanghai again for the World Expo. So I'm just sort of on site looking at how China frames itself and presents itself to a Western sort of optics. And so I've got a series of maybe 100 drawings per event.
Wow.
That I'm laying out in a travel collage.
So if people want to follow your work, how can they do so? How can we see more of what you're working on?
Right now, I have a blog site.
Yes.
That's my Mandarin name, so it's www.xujiaoyan. So that's X U.
Yes.
Z aoyin.com or ca, I don't know.
We'll find it, and I'll publish the link on our website, yeah, so people can check it out, because I'm sure many people are going to be listening to you speak and wanting to see what it is that you're working on, and we'll make sure that our listeners get a chance to see what the results are from the Community Art Lab experience today. Oh, that's great. All right, well, you're not going to escape without the final four, so I'm going to play some music and then we're going to come back with the final four with Joanne Hoy, who will have just been a guest in Lenoxville, I guess we could say, who's an artist. It will be the Community Art Lab of the Forman Art Gallery at Bishop's University, who are the hosts of this event, Drawing Revisionist Histories and the Transcultural Present. It's okay, artist talk, creation of a collaborative comic style poster, and comic jam. That's what will have just happened this evening with Joanne Hoy at the Lenoxville Library, actually. Now, we're going to do the final four. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Okay, ready. Joanne, what would you say is your greatest strength?
Okay, my greatest strength is my hard work. I want to say my arms,
You've got your fists up there, yeah. Which is pretty awesome. Yeah. All right, being hardworking.
Yes, hardworking.
And what would you say?
Because comics requires a lot of work.
Oh, lot of focus and determination mm-hmm. too. What would you say is your greatest weakness?
My greatest weakness is a physical attribute. That would be my left knee. Had two surgeries, and the longest scar I've ever seen.
Really?
And my friends too. We all agree.
Wow. Okay. I like that your weakness is an actual physical one. Now, what would you say is your favorite candy?
My favorite candy is more like a toast spread. It's Nutella, which I have to have, I don't know, every day, but it's equivalent to a chocolate bar.
Of course. Yeah.
What I hear. So,
all right. Nice. And what would you say you'd like to be remembered for?
Oh, yeah. That one, we didn't work this one out earlier.
Vesna, what did you say?
No,
her beauty.
That's my photographer speaking.
So would you say your contributions to
our contributions, my teaching, yeah, that kind of stuff.
I love it. All right, Joanne Hoy, who will have just been at the Lenoxville Library. If you missed out on this, look, I'm going to send you guys links so you can at the very least see what's going on and witness and experience the results of this extremely interesting, unique, one-of-a-kind, and first-time event tonight. Thanks, Joanne.
Thanks, Sheila. It was great.